of course, we've had a heap of rain this week. I walked the track with Nevesh yesterday. They've done another great job, really, a remarkable job. I'm interested to hear Michael Fraser's thoughts on it as well in a few minutes. But, look, we've done a remarkable job to get to this point, 150 mils of rain, and hoping that we don't get too many more showers today. But at the moment, of course, we're fully proceeding and looking forward to the listed June stakes and all the big Group 1 action up north.
Thanks a lot, Brett. Good luck today.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $175,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and TAB markets.
Yes, good morning, everybody. For those joining us out of 7 o'clock, if your alarm's just gone beep, 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 good morning to you. Welcome to Racing HQ Saturday, heard on Sky Sports Radio. And, of course, these days, it's so big, HQ, that it's on the TV as well. Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Racing today, well, we're on at Randwick and we're on at Kembla, but they've both come up as heavy 10s. Randwick has had 23 millimetres dumped on it this morning in the last 90 minutes. Makes it 33 millimetres for the last 24 hours. It's a heavy 10. They had a couple of horses gallop on it. It's certainly heavy, no doubt about that, but it is safe. We're going to monitor that through the morning when Mark Van Gestel, the chief steward, and Nevesh walk it in a couple of hours. The radar at this stage looks okay. There's you know, little dots out on the ocean. It's just a case of where they come in, when they come in, and where they land. But certainly on at Randwick. Down at Kembla, it's a heavy 10. They've had 9 millimetres of rain this morning. It's overcast but clear at the moment, but that meeting is certainly going on as well. Up in Brisbane, bit overcast. We'll get a bit more on that in the moment. A good 4 and the rail at half a metre. And Flemington, they're starting on a soft 5 with an upgrade early expected. Not a warm day down there, but it is going to be a clear afternoon. Ron Davizy, as we know, is in Brisbane and he joins us this morning. Morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. It sounds pretty wet down there. Those horses in that 2 mile Stayers Cup are going to be really gasping for air over the last 200 metres on that heavy 10 today. But look, let's hope it goes ahead and the rain goes away. Up here, it's a strange looking day. There's some patchy black clouds around, so I don't know what's going to happen with them. So it'll be interesting to see how the day unfolds here at Doomben as well.
And the other one I should mention is Grafton there on Northern Rivers. That meeting has been postponed today. They did have 45 millimetres of rain overnight and it is continuing to fall now. So they didn't really have any other option but to call that meeting off with the amount of rain that has fallen so quickly. So Grafton Racing today has been postponed. Ron, just updating before we just talk about a couple of things and get going with the interviews, the scratchings for Randwick, I'll give you the extras that we've had this morning and they're starting to come through now. Race 1, number 1, Florid, and 3, Evict, are both out. So that first race is now down to a field of 4. So 1 and 3 out of the first. Race 4, number 9, Napoleon, has come out. Race 4, number 9. Race 6, number 10, All in the Reflexes. Race 6, number 10. Go to race 8, number 10, Brogue. Race 8, number 10. And then in the last, race 9, number 17, Bogey, and 18, Old Man Sam, had come out, in fact, a couple of days ago. So Bogey's the extra there in the last. So at the moment, we're sitting on 15 extras. And Ron, we'll just monitor that because obviously everyone knows now that it's a very genuine heavy 10. It's safe, but we're just going to have to monitor that over the next 25 minutes or so.
Yeah, I see Darren scratched his 2 first uppers in the first race, probably didn't want to sort of gut them first up. So it could be just hard for a few first up horses here today.
Yep, and as you say, that 2 mile race, it's going to be a massive test, the Stayers Cup today. Well, Bjorn Baker's joining us now. He's sweating on a couple of scratchings in Brisbane, particularly in the Group 1, but I think, Bjorn, you're running out of time to get Bonnie in there, mate.
Well, I think you're right, Andrew, so I guess you live by the sword and die by the sword. We could have gone for the UTC Cup last week, and you get an exemption. We're free from the ballots, but we took their easier option, so she'll run in the Dane Ripper today.
Yeah, there's been no extras, Ron, at Doomben from the ones that are in the papers this morning, so we'll keep an eye on those, but you've still got plenty of good chances, mate.
Yeah, no, we have a good day. It's always a great day, Stradbroke Day, so good to be involved.
Well, we'll start with Bonnie O'Reilly. Her form just speaks for itself, Bjorn. He's, look, probably just she's got a little bit more to do from that draw today.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be her biggest test. And but she seems to be in tip-top order. Last week's run hasn't done her any harm. I don't think she had a gut buster last week. And she's well for today. So I guess we'll just have a look at the first three races and see how we ride her, but she's got exceptional gate speed, so we'll just play it by ear.
Yeah. Your other Brisbane runners, Cool Ring, he's a good, tough on pacer. He's not far off another win.
No, he isn't. I thought he's been running really well this preparation, but just not having too many things go his way. So he'll put himself forward, and I think the mile at this stage of his preparation should suit him pretty well.
And obviously the Stradbroke, Egyptian Symbol, she deserves to win a big one, and look, she's not out of this today.
Yeah, once again, she's in really good order. I was with her earlier in the week at the Gold Coast, and she's never looked better. I think she's got the right preparation. She's rock hard fit. At Doom, and if anything, I think it's probably a help to her from Eagle Farm, and she's drawn ideally, so she should be able to put herself just in front of midfield and hopefully get a nice drag into the race.
Yeah. Are you comfortable her finishing right off at 1350?
Well, I think she's better prepared than she's probably been in the past. She's a bigger, stronger mare now as well. So, no, I think she'll be strong at the line.
Yeah, your Sydney runners, Champagne Cuddles, it sounds like you have a good rap on this filly.
Yeah, I do like her a lot. I think she's a good filly, but I guess today's a definite concern now with how wet the track is. And she's sort of, she's not very tall, but she's fairly strong. So definitely a question mark with the wet track. But there's not a whole heap of options coming up for her, so we're sort of pigeonholed into running.
Yeah. Well, her mother used to swim, though. We can't always judge that, but Sky Cuddles was a swimmer.
Yeah, and I hope that helps. Anyway, I hope it throws strongly that trait.
Couple of chances in race two, Cadogan. He returned with style at Scone.
Yeah, and he did. It was a very good win. He's a horse I've always had a big opinion of, but once again, I guess the wet track is a concern. A bit of a question mark there, but he'll get back, and if he can get in the clear air, I'll be confident of him finishing off if he does handle it.
I thought the filly had a chance in the race. I thought Genitale, well, at least she's performed on the Randwick Wet in the past.
Yeah, she has done indeed, and I think she wasn't in on Wednesday, but we opted to go towards this race thinking that the rain is forecast. So she can do a few things wrong in her races, but she definitely does go well on the wet.
Vega in race five had good form prior to last time.
Yeah, he said, once again, it's been a step up to him on Saturday. Last week, he didn't have a lot of luck, but he's coming towards the end of his prep, so we'll sort of throw the dice and put him in, and there's a couple of scratches there, so who knows, and once again, the track is going to be a bit of a query for him.
Yeah, and you finish with Gold Ambition resuming. Any expectations there?
Probably too short for him, but he's a sort of horse that can pop up at the strangest time, so I wouldn't completely rule him out. But no doubt he'd be better third or fourth up over further.
All right, well, good luck with them all today.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Bjorn Baker joining us there, going through the runners. Il Bandido's come out of the third race, Ron. Spoke with Matty Dale late last night, and I was querying which way Timmy Clark was going to go, but he said Il Bandido was coming out, and he's just done that officially. So Tim will ride Clipper in today's Tab Highway. So race three, number four, Il Bandido officially out. We've got Boss Lane officially out now. Race seven, number six, Boss Lane. is a couple of extras there for Randwick as we head towards. Ron, the news came through. There'd been a lot of speculation. It was like sort of old news, but it was news within itself that a big opportunity for Tommy Berry and his family. They're heading to Hong Kong in the new season. He'll leave here on August 20, settle the family down and be the retained rider for John Moore.
Yeah, it's a big job, and he's had a lot of luck for John, as we know. He's ridden a lot of Group 1s for him, and he's already had a taste of Hong Kong. It's probably the right time for Tommy to go back there now. He's got young children. It's probably get him back, you know, after he does his 2 or 3 years or whatever he wants to do. He can get his kids back here when they're ready for school, I suppose. So yeah. I think the timing's, for a young jockey with a family, if they get that opportunity in Hong Kong, this is the right time to go.
Well, the last retained rider was Darren Biebman 10 years ago, 2007. But what about our ranks there in the new season? Sam Clipperton, Brett Prebble, Zach Purton, Nashra Willard, Chad Schofield, and now Tommy Berry as a retained rider. So there'll be, we're losing some of the cream from here, but certainly it's a great opportunity for those jockeys.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a shame to lose talent like that, but, and especially now that, like jockeys can earn a big dollar in Australia now with all this big prize money. But I suppose it's the way of life, you know, 2 meetings a week for them. It's pretty tough from here, 7 days a week nearly. They've got to ride, and they've got barrier trials races. It can catch up with you.
Yeah, it can. And one jockey that's probably been there and had a bit of a go at it, but we're glad he's here, is Top Cat Tim Clark. Morning to you, Tim.
Morning, guys. Have a few more go over too.
Mate, you've tested the water there a little bit.
Yeah, look, I enjoyed my there about 20 months, and as you said, Ron, I went over pretty much the same time. I've got a little girl, and she was sort of young when I went over, and we come back before she went into school. So obviously they're schooling over there, but obviously the good timing for Tommy, and all the boys over there are doing really well, and it's a challenging environment, but it's rewarding as well.
It's a challenging environment, but it's challenging for jockeys in Australia with the workload they have to do these days. As I said, it's nearly 7 days a week, Tim.
It is, yeah. I think over there it's more mentally challenging, more so than the physical side. But obviously they get the break as well to refresh over there. We don't hear, but yeah, no, it is. It seems to be getting even busier here with trials and races, and you're still expected to ride a bit of track work as well. So it's pretty demanding. But you said that the prize money here is going from strength to strength. That we're lucky to have that.
You got a good book of rides. In times of war, looks a genuine filly, sure to be running well again.
Yeah, she's never ran bad. The time she's been beaten, by some pretty talented horses. Things didn't go her way the other day, and she was still able to win. So looks to get a little bit of a cushier run today in behind the speed, and if I can ride her just off the speed and save her up for one last go at him, I think that's the best way to ride her. I think she's a filly destined for stakes company.
Mm-hmm. In the Tab Highway, you're on Clipper. What sort of a feel did she give you the other day winning here?
Yeah, look, she's very honest filly, makes her own luck, 100% genuine, and she's got a little bit of talent as well to help her out. I think she'll probably up in a nice spot again, and she'll be very strong coming back to the 1,000. Don't think will be an issue on a testing track like today. She'll be strong again, and looking forward to getting back on her.
Broadside, you're on the favourite in the Stayers Cup. I see he's won some. Oh, you won a few races on very heavy tracks in New Zealand.
Yeah, he's been racing great these last couple. He sat in behind him the other day. They rode along at a genuine tempo, and probably allowed Allergic to get into the race. But, I think the thing I'm concerned about today is probably the weight over the 2 miles. I thought he was poorly handicapped, but he's tough and honest, and he'll be up there and he'll give him something to catch, that's for sure.
And walk the streets, it looks like a progressive sort of filly, only has to handle the vet wet to run well.
Yeah, she looks like she's got a bit of timing about her. This looks an ideal race for her on the quick back up. She obviously narrowly beaten at Warwick Farm by Polaris Jack, who's won again, and said last week she was attacking the line strongly and looking like this sort of distance is going to suit her. If she, as you said, if she gets through the conditions, she's going to be hard to hold out.
Dagny back to the soft on a backup. I could see improvement there as well.
Yeah, obviously she the time she's won, she's been brilliant. And sort of in between that, she's been a little bit plain. So she'd hopefully, getting back onto a wet track, and she'll be one of the fittest horses in the race, which on a day like today is going to be very helpful. And she's drawn to get a lovely run, and hopefully she can bounce back into the form she's shown when she's won.
Mr. Manhattan, he's won here, and he's unbeaten second up.
Yeah, I'm just not real sure how he is on a real heavy. He's a talented sprinter on his day, but that'd be my concern, the real heavy track. Maybe see how he goes on that.
Yeah, and you finish for Godolphin on Bratislava, who looks fairly honest.
Yeah, honest. We'll probably get to trail up behind one of the main dangers in Clear the Beach, and his runs, his preparation have been good. He just gave the winner too much start the other day, and he was good winning before that, so he probably deserves a shot at a Saturday race. And as you said, he's very honest, and the breed seems to love the going, so he looks a good way to finish the day off.
Okay, you've had a good season, so hopefully you can add to that today.
Yeah, for sure, it's been great, so we'll keep our head down, keep working hard.
Good on you. Thanks, Tim. Good luck today with all of those, mate.
Cheers. Thank you.
Tim Clark joining us here on Racing HQ Saturday. A couple of extra earlies have come through. San Pablo, as Adrian Bott told us yesterday on the radio, was going to come out. So race 5, number 1, San Pablo is out. Quick Feet has come out, race 6, number 1. And Prince Famous has come out, race 7, number 9. So they're extras. Peter Snowden, Peter and Paul have scratched a couple, Ron, but they've kept Prometheus in at this stage, which is certainly one of the key chances in that 2,000-metre race.
Yeah, I suppose, Quick Feet doesn't handle it heavy. We know that. Prince Famous was first up and dodgy in the going as well, so I was pretty well expecting them to scratch those horses.
Yeah. Just going back, they obviously gallop horses there at Randwick around 6 o'clock every race morning. This morning, Rachel King and a track rider for Gabe Waterhouse and Adrian Bott were the two. They galloped immediately after that 23 millimetres of rain had fallen. They said it was very heavy, obviously, at that time. But Neves Randani told us, and Mark Van Gestel has told me as well in a text, that they'll have another look in an hour or so, or maybe a bit longer than that. But the radar at this stage, well, I haven't looked for half an hour, but there's little drops out there on the ocean. It's just a case of where they come in. But it's very heavy, but it's certainly safe for racing.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. It's like you said, it's just a matter of whether those little bursts of rain hit. Invariably, yep. It's at Randwick.
Yeah, no, you're right. Just one extra coming through. Where can I pick that one up, Ron? Centre Pivot has come out, race 7, number 4, Centre Pivot. So, sadly, this June Stakes, what are we down to now, Ron? We're down to 9 in the June Stakes. By the way, Hawkesbury race tomorrow. They're on a heavy 10 this morning with a penetrometer of 6.19. They've had 32 millimetres in the last 24 hours is the report that we're getting. So as it stands for Hawkesbury tomorrow, a heavy 10. So we'll keep an eye on that. Greg McFarlane's our next guest on Racing HQ here on Sky Racing 1, Sky Thoroughbred Central, and our very loyal audience on Sky Sports Radio. Morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, mate. And, you've got the right name today, Clear the Beach. There won't be too many there today, mate.
No, there certainly won't be.
You happy to run him on the heavy, Greg?
Look, I believe he can handle a wet track. Heavy's always difficult to ascertain with Randwick because it is they do get into it quite a lot there, so as opposed to Rose Hill. So, but look, he's out of an easy rocking mare. Shark Bite, they could handle the wet, so yeah, I've got no problems with starting there. Plus, by the end of the day, I think Out Wide should be quite suitable.
Yeah, he sort of got that little bit of tactical speed as well, where he could ride the, if there is any bias, he could ride forward or midfield or in, you know, he could cross them if he wanted to. He seems adaptable.
He is. Look, I still believe he'd be better over 1400 sitting midfield, but at the moment, you can do whatever you wish, but I'll leave that to Christian to decide on the pace of the race and how it all pans out.
You happy with the way he's trained on?
Yeah, definitely. Look, he's obviously come fitter from the run. He's looking probably better from the run. He's still got another this small run will pretty much top him off, and he'll be ready after this run 100%. But I'm happy with him to go around today quite well.
Okay, so just happy to hopefully take him through his classes this prep.
Yeah, look, that's the key. I mean, obviously the ultimate goal is the provincial championship next year. But if he keeps stepping up, we might have to reassess where that's going to go.
Well, good luck with him today. He's an interesting horse.
Thanks, guys.
And, Greg, I've got to ask, I spoke to you via text during the week, one of the favourite Super Tycoons back in work?
Yeah, he's back in work. Hopefully he's teaching this guy what to do. So far it's paid off. I don't know whether he can pull off another three in a row, but Shark will have to clear the beach, that is. But, he's in work and he's looking good at this stage.
Okay, well, we haven't seen him for a while, so let's hope he can get back to his very best. Good on you, Greg. Good luck today.
Thanks,
mate. Greg McFarlane joining us, the trainer of Clear the Beach, who, Ron, you obviously have strong opinion of today.
He did me a favour first up. I thought it was a huge win. When something three-quarters of a length, you're outside and pours pressure on you, and by all reports, I was at Rose Hill that day, but some of the yard reports were that he looked above himself. So I thought there was a lot of merit in that performance, and it's just a little question mark, him first time on a heavy track, so that's all I got the question about him.
Yep, understand. In that last race, Choice Lager's just come out, race 9, number 11, Choice Lager. Matty Dale with El Bandito, it's scratched now, they've left it with Clipper over 1,000, you heard and spoke with Timmy Clark. How do you see Clipper in this tab highway today?
I see Clipper as probably the go-to horse because she set up a form here at Randwick first up. She was always going to be stronger, and it was a soft six that day. So there's a little indication that she'll get through the heavy track, although you never know. I do have big queries on a couple of first uppers here, which are Nick Tock, who hasn't seen a wet track. And also, I'm Imogen. I loved its trial at Hawkesbury. So they're the two I'd be looking at, Andrew.
Yeah, I spoke with Brett Thompson yesterday. He's got two in the race, and he said they both handle it, but I'm Imogen's got that real strong, heavy form, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, yeah. But it's very hard first up, whether you handle it or not. Although it's only 1,000 metres, it's a tough ask for first up horses here today.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go to our next guest, Trent Busserton. Trent's got the Curra, or simply called Curra, lining up today. Morning to you, Trent.
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm used to saying the Curra because it's a racetrack, but you brought him up and you've been looking for a wet track. You've certainly got one, mate.
Yeah, definitely. Sort of. He's a very consistent horse and he puts in every time. I think he's probably had half a dozen or more starts since he's been in Australia and sort of, I think fourth is his worst go, but sort of we've been getting him into town on a Saturday at Flemington and Caulfield and to compete it on a Saturday level, we just need the wet track or the cut out of it, and you can't seem to get that down there.
He's had a lovely race for him though here, Trent. He's it's sort of like an improver's race where he's got some good tough form on the board.
Yeah, I think so. Like so it's hard. I'm not exactly sure the measure of the, form up here in Sydney, but I know the Sydney form always is hard. But he certainly deserves his chance up here. And while he hasn't been on anything this heavy on breeding out of a keeper mare by Tavistock, he should swim through it, and I do think he'll relish it.
What's his racing pattern? Well, he's only had one go at 2,000 metres. What do you think his racing pattern will be from Barrier 2 today?
I think his best his best form is when he can sit right back off them, midfield or worse. And saying that, sometimes you're dictated to, you know, through the pace of the race, and he's had to sit up a bit closer. From his good draw, I'd like to see him sort of midfield and left alone early. I think it's going to be a battle of attrition. You know, they're all going to be off the bridle and going hard through it at the half mile, and sort of the ones that are going through it are going to be going forward, so there'll be plenty of runs available.
And he's arrived in good shape, and you think he'll get, you know, you're happy he'll get on the right leg here at Ramwick?
Yeah, I think so. He's done plenty of work around right-handed. He's raced a couple of times in New Zealand early on in his career right-handed.
Okay.
Didn't seem to worry him, so he's a four-year-old gelding. He's pretty adaptable, so it shouldn't be a concern. But again, you never know until they're out there.
Beauty. All right, full steam ahead. I think he'll be hard to beat.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks, Trent. Trent Bussett and partner Natalie Young. They've got that stable down now at Cranbourne. They've got good numbers, Ron, consistent numbers, and not afraid to travel if they get the right circumstance.
No, it's hard to start off a new stable in Australia. Obviously, they'd set up their New Zealand base, and to come over and call Australia home is a hard thing to do, but they're getting support, and I'm sure they're going to get results.
We get to heavy tracks, and, you know, there's always people that say, oh, love it, love it, love it. There's a couple in that now with Curra, but also Birds of Tokyo with Luke Olive. He just loves it, the wet tracks.
Well, the last time he won, it was on a real heavy track, and or she, I should say, so Birds of Tokyo, and Downs Down Charlie's another example there. He's a real mudlark as well, so there's a few that add a bit of interest there on the real heavy tracks.
We've been able to jag Tommy Berry along the road. Ron, he's up there with you in Brisbane somewhere. You're probably in the A grade, and he's probably down, you know, he's happy just to go into a C grade hotel where you just want to sit on the top of the tree and have your spa and all this sort of stuff, breakfast brought to you. And you're not correcting me, Duff?
No, I can't get a word in.
Morning to you, Tommy.
How are you, Andrew? Yes, I'm definitely not in the same hotel as Duff. Couldn't afford that.
Tommy, congratulations. We'll talk about Brisbane rides in a moment, mate, but well done on the news that had been speculated on over the last few weeks, but now to have confirmation that you're heading to Hong Kong for John Moore.
Yeah, no, look, it was. I was always very confident that and so was John, that we'd get the all-go-ahead, but you still got to wait for the licensing committee to meet, and that was yesterday. And yesterday afternoon, I got the call up, so I've spoken to John. We're very excited to start our new chapter together, and we've had great success. I think 10 Group 1s together over the last three and a half years. So I'm really looking forward to getting over there full time, and it'll be great to spend some more time with the family once I'm there.
Back in the old days, John Moore had a reputation of being a hard man to ride for, or he'd be very demanding of his jockeys. You obviously have a good association with him as far as that's concerned, Tommy?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've got to know John quite well over the last few years, obviously flying to and from. Obviously, it's going to be different being there full-time, but I've spoken to him quite on a number of times before accepting the contract about flying home to ride on a number of occasions, and he's very open for me to do that, which is really good to hear. And even when I am in Hong Kong just riding out for outside stables, he's very open to that as well. So there are a few things we spoke about, but I think we'll work really well together. I've been with, obviously, Gay Waterhouse and Don Hawks in the past, and currently with John now, and I don't think you can get to any tougher people than John. He's a very hard person to ride for, and I've had a great association with him over the past, you know, two or three years, and that he was a big reason why I made the decision to go. He was really helpful to you know, support me in any way I could to get me out of here.
Yeah.
And just on that, Tommy, with there's already talk about Chautauqua and all this sort of stuff. Have you chatted with both Johns, Hawks and more, about the possibility of coming back and hopefully maintaining that relationship?
Yeah, look, John's very happy for me to come back and ride him at any stage, John Moore. But when the licensing committee did meet, there is a meeting on that Saturday that the Everest is on, and because it is a Group 1, it does make it a bit difficult. But we have put in to ask for a special request that I can come back and ride him in the Everest, but we won't know too much about that until Monday, so we'll just have to wait and see.
You got a couple of nice rides in these big races today. Obviously, a prompt response had run well in that Dane Ripper.
Yeah, and that obviously it's really good form behind Daisy Doom, who had great form in the Group 1 mares races over the autumn. So she's a really tough horse. She's been on a good barrier today, and there does look to be a little bit of speed in the race, but it's mainly Gaze horses that have the speed, so I'm sure we won't be out there taking each other on. But from a good barrier, she'll get a nice run on the speed, and I think she'll enjoy a track like Doomben, and she's a very tough horse to get past, so I think she's one of my better rides of the day, Duff.
Yeah, I thought Careless Choice had a knockout chance in the Guineas as well. He's got the blinkers on, he comes off a 2,000 metre run against the older horses. I would have thought he's a winning chance.
Yeah, definitely, and I think, as you mentioned there, that 2,000 metre run against the older horses, I think that would have really just sharpened him up a little bit, and he's had a bit of a freshen up now and back to the mile, and he's got the blinkers on, he's drawn a good barrier, so I'm hoping we can just be a little bit closer than he has been in his races, just give us that advantage from the inside gate. He's always shown a lot of quality this horse, and he's probably 6 months away to getting to his best, but I think it's the right time to step him up to a class like this.
Sambro comes out of a very strong race at Randwick last time.
Yeah, he did, and he probably just didn't get his own way in front like he has done in the past, so he wanted to get on the chewy a little bit, and that might have taken a bit of gas out of him late, but if we can get a nice time on the pace, whether it is in front or if we do have to sit off one or two, as long as I can get him to switch off and find the line late, it's, I think he's a great chance, which looks to be a very open race.
Black and Gold in the Derby, we know his dry track credentials are great.
Yeah, well, before his last run, you would have had him as, you know, I reckon a top three chance in the Derby. I still do. You know, you can't really take much out of his last run. It's probably going to throw up a lot of ordinary form out of that meeting, but it obviously gives you a lot of confidence when they run so poorly on a track like that, but then Chris is still happy to run him in the Derby. You know, he doesn't do it very often, and he's done it with his folk. He's been very happy with him, and he worked really good at the Gold Coast last weekend, and he's got that really good form beating Oklahoma Girl, and obviously she's come out and run third in the Oaks, so the form's really stacking up from his Sydney preparation.
Good project, his first up, but it's not a strong Stradbroke. On his best form, he could do something.
Yeah, I think so. It's not the strongest Stradbroke we've seen. He's drawn a nice enough barrier where he should get a good run on the speed. I'll be able to come across with Jungle Rocket and get a nice run on the speed. And, you know, he's one of those horses. He's a fresh horse on the scene, a bit like McIntosh. He's missed some tough runs to get some of the better class horses leading into this. And he's a nice horse that on his day can really perform at the top level.
And top of my list in the Brisbane Cup, well, she's come from nowhere. She's the new kid on the block.
Yeah, I love seeing mares in form. When they're in form, they usually seem to hold for quite a while. And her last two wins have been really good. And obviously, I've got three level two starts to go. So the Cummings team are very pleased with how she's come along. And she's once again drawn a very nice barrier, and she'll be able to get a good run on the speed. There doesn't look to be a lot of pressure in the race, really. I don't think maybe single gauge will be the one that comes and sits up outside me like she did last start. But no, she's a lovely horse. She's got a great attitude and a really nice racing style. So it all depends on how the track's playing on the day. But if it's playing the horses on the speed, then I think she's a great chance.
Mm. All right. Well, when is the take-off date? When is your last ride day of riding in Sydney?
We'll take the family over on the 20th of August, which is 2 weeks before the start of the season. Not so much to get me settled in. I've been over 100 times now. It's more just to get the family happy and settled in before I've got to start my riding engagements. But I'll ride up until the day before, the Saturday before, just because it is only 2 weeks before the start of this season. I'd like to keep my fitness up and stuff like that. Maybe the last 2 weeks I might only ride Wednesday, Saturday sort of thing. But it's not long now. It's something we're really looking forward to.
Good on you, Tommy. Good luck with that. We'll obviously talk before you go, but up in Brisbane, hope it's a good day for you.
No, cheers, mate. And Duff, if you can shout me a place next time, be much appreciated.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You've
got more hope of Munsey. Get Munsey on the dial. He'll look after you.
He'll
thanks,
bring
Tommy.
Tab card along.
Yeah, the jolly green tab card along.
Yeah, that's it. Good on you, mate.
Yeah,
Tommy Berry joining us there from Brisbane. We are going to take a break. Scratching should be going interim shortly, but Walk the Streets. Chris Waller's scratched a few, and Flippant's come out of race 7, the June Stakes. So hopefully by the time we come back, they'll be interim, but there are a couple of extras that have come through in the last few minutes.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $175,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today and a $100,000 projected Quaddy pool at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications with Gay and Adrian offer a colt by Lonro, champion racehorse and sire from Group 1 winner I'm an Anabar. 5 wins, 3 at stakes level, including the Group 1 Railway Handicap.
An impeccably bred youngster, champion stallion in Lonro, I'm an Anabar, wonderful racemare. Come and join us.
Become part of the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team in our Lonro I'm an Anabar colt. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline. The Big Sports Breakfast wraps up winter sports Tuesday morning from 5:30.
Righto, it is Racing HQ Saturday here on Sky Sports Radio, and of course we look forward to Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central being a part of it. Now Peter Snowden's online, we'll go to him in just a tick, but the scratchings have just gone in for him for Randwick. It's a heavy 10 as we know, genuine heavy, but safe. Penetrometer 6.43, they had 33 mils in the last 24 hours, 23 of that fell in very quick time earlier this morning. Race 1, take out 1, Florid, and 3, Evict, 1 and 3. Race 2, number 9, Chalk, number 9. The third take out, 4, El Bandito, and 9, Pell came out. 4 and 9 out of the third. Race 4, number 9, Napoleon, number 9. Race 5, number 1, San Pablo. 4, Nacho Libre. 8, Walk the Streets, and 11, So It Is. 1, 4, 8 and 11 out of the 5th. Race 6, number 1, Quick Feet. 7, Anisha. 8, Test the World. And 10, All in the Reflexes. 1, 7, 8 and 10. The June Stakes has been knocked around. Race 7, number 3, Flip It. 4, Centre Pivot. 5, Santa Ana Lane. 6, Boss Lane. And 9, Prince Famous. 3, 4, 5, 6 and 9. Race 8, number 3, Multifacets. 7, Polaris Jack, and 10, Brogue. 3, 7, and 10. And race 9, number 4, Sir Plush. 5, Francisco. 11, Choice Lager. 17, Bogey. And 18, Old Man Sam. 4, 5, 11, 17, and 18. So they're the interim scratchings for Randwick. For today, it's been certainly knocked around given all the rain, particularly that fell this morning. And just before we go to Peter, checking Doomben, what have we got? Silfeed came out of race 4 and Butterboom came out of race 2. They're the extras that have come through this morning for that big program up there. Pete Snowden, good morning. Thanks for holding on, mate. We've lost him. After all that, we'll get him back up online. Ron, going through your selections and now the scratchings, what are you shuffling around at Randwick, mate?
Shuffling around as we speak, Andrew. Walk the Streets was one of my top selections there, so I had Flippin' in for a place there, so I'm just sort of gathering that together and trying to sort it out for the boys. So just a few little changes for me.
Okay, righto. Righto. Pete Snowden is joining us now. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Pete, you're obviously... Are you down here or in Brisbane, mate?
I'm in Sydney, yeah.
Yeah, so you were really dumped on in the early stages of track work today.
Yeah, torrential rain for about probably 40 minutes. Just absolutely poured down, so we certainly didn't need that on race day.
No.
Yeah, you scratched a few of those first uppers. It would have been tough work for them, Pete.
Yeah, too hard, Ronnie. They came up really good, and they're both fresh horses today. Fresh form's good, so they're really wasted, I think, on a track like today. Just, you know, you've brought them the whole preparation out.
Mm. Plot twist. Is this far enough for him today?
It better be. The rider comes back and says, you want some more ground, I'm in trouble.
What do you think of him? You've persevered with him.
Yeah, no, look, he does, Sherry. He works really well. He's a real Dallas stayer, no doubt about that. He's got no turn of foot, but he's very tough. Just as much work as you give him, he just laughs at it. So it's testing condition today, and it's pretty hard to say you feel confident. But the horse has been crying up a trip like this for quite a while, so I feel he's had the prep to run. And as long as he gets through the going, and he has shown in the past he's handled side tracks okay. But it is an ask. It'll be a very testing ground today.
Yeah. Prometheus in race 5. He looks a horse on the improve.
Yeah, look, he's a different horse this time with last preparation. I was very disappointed with him. He's a high priced yearling. It was bred, by Stitchlater, but there's a deal where you don't know what you're going to get with a brilliant like that. And I thought when we first started with him, he's going to stay. And then I thought he's going to start to race him, trial him. I thought he's going to be a slow stay with the sound of him, look of him. But this preparation, he's got a better turn of foot. I thought his win at Kembla's been the turning point for him. I thought his run after that at Randwick was good the other day. He just took off a bit early and made a long half-mile run on him, and the horse just emptied out late. And I think today is the perfect day, fourth up, 2,000 metres. I think it's just the right race for him today.
Race 6, Yuma Desert. Wet could see her, turn her form around. I've seen her run on very well on wet tracks before.
Yeah, I think, and the 7 furlongs now, I think that's more a go rather than a short, sharp race. Just you sort of having trouble getting up, keeping up on speed. 7 furlongs speed angle through, and you're right, you've got to get soft ground well.
And Brigadoon Rise in the last, bit off the boil of late in the past two, but a heavy form prior was good.
Heavy form's good, and the last two runs, she's drawn 16 and 18, and you watch the replay, she's been really had to do a lot of work, too much work early in the race, just to get her out. And I haven't seen the scratching yet, but I said it'd be fair with that race. And if you do nine, if he comes into a smaller field, it's going to help a lot. But we should get to the guy well. I do expect to run a lot better today.
Brisbane, Calandra in the first. He's back to dry and at 1,200. Could see improvement.
I think 1,200 metres is more his game. He's 1,400 metres. He struggles a bit. He gets a bit keen early. It takes a bit of pinning out of his finish. But I think back to 1,200 days have passed for him.
Star, is she better than what we've seen so far?
Yeah, I think so. Both of the runs, I think you forgive. Hawksby run, we rode her upside down, and a Eagle Farm run just to get her went around. She definitely shows something to work. There's definitely something there, and she showed the pass in the New Zealand form. There's something there, so weren't surprised to see her run better today.
Nancy, well, she's at a 5-week fresh and sure to be running on well again.
Yeah, good race for her. The only reason I've been scratching is bad gates, but she's drawn a piece for draw today. She did a nice run. She did a run well today.
You got the three mares, Tycoon Tara, Serene Majesty, Extensible.
Yeah, she's having a shot at the stumps there. They're probably Tara's been a bit below what she was last preparation. And that can happen. Mares have a good prep and a flat one the next. Pretty do or die for her. Serene Majesty's coming up a really good run last start. Again, I thought if you look at the race, she's probably just a touch unlucky. She never won, so plenty of merit in the run. And the other fillies too, she's got form. She can, on a day, she can play a good race as well.
Mm. In the JJ, you got Taking Aim. He's got a nice preparation for this. Are you happy with him at a mile?
That's the only query. A mile slightly worries me. He's a fairly sharp horse, but very honest. And I thought, what I did like, though, was the last 50 metres of his run at Eagle Farm. I know the winner beat him easily, but I thought he stuck on particularly well, and there was a big gap to the third horse, so... He's tough, he's sound, he's had a good prep, he's fit, and gets a chance today. You know, he'll be up on speed in the first four or five. He'll give himself every chance to run it out. He's a chance.
And obviously you got Gold Symphony in the Stradbroke. He meets Cleveland, and it's a bit better at the weights this going.
Yeah, look, I think his preparation, just the deal, he's just can't, a lot of his old forms come back. He had a good prep all four runs last time, and the good, he went out on off a fresh up after he won the Mr. Race at Canberra. first run of stand was great. He's done particularly well. He's definitely a knockout champ. He's got a great right sort of run of the race. And we get that suggested share later on that only helps his chances more. But I definitely think he's in with a chance.
Beautiful.
And Pete, it was actually, I spoke with Huey yesterday, Hugh Bowman on the show, and he reckons long-term Taking Aim will end up being the best colt out of this race today. He's got a really good opinion. He just needs that nice run, doesn't he?
Yeah, he just gets a little bit keen, Andrew. That's, you know, if they run a mile, they've got to just switch up a little bit. I just, once he's raced, he's sort of stays on the tui, so it's just, but Huey knows him really well now. If he can get that little bit of cover and just get him to relax for a couple of furlongs down the back, he's going to be right at the finish. He's tough. He's very genuine. And no doubt he picked himself every chance today.
And Pete, the news came through last Sunday. You've convinced the owners, a group of them with attention, that he's certainly going to race on for another 12 months.
Yeah, no, it's a decision made by the original owners and some new owners to race him on, so it's good to hear. He's a sound horse. He's still got some racing in him. You just need that sort of race. He's a 1,400-metre handicapper, but can win a good race at a good level.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, mate, good luck today.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Pete. Peter Snowden joining us there. Don't forget today the projected Big Six pool at Randwick. They suspect that it was going to get to 175. That could change, obviously, with the weather that we've got now. But it is a Big Six projected pool today, and it begins with race four. Pete was funny there, mate, when he said James Innes, if he comes back and says Plot Twist is looking for more than 2 mile, he's got a few problems there, hasn't he?
He's got a massive problem. You know,
he'll have to head to Royal Ascot for a 4,800-metre race or something.
There's always Warrnambool or somewhere.
Yes, there's always other races. I know we're talking about something that's happening late July into early August, but you're getting to Darwin, aren't you?
Yeah, they're looking forward to that. It's been a long time since I've been to Darwin, and everyone raves about it, the cup, and the hospitality up there with the ball, and the Darwin Cup Day's become like a Melbourne Cup Day, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be a highlight for me.
Yeah, no, good luck with that. I know it's still a way off. The Godolphin Staff and Stud Awards were announced last night. Ron, I mentioned these earlier, but just for people that are listening or viewing right now, big night at Eagle Farm last night. The Leadership Award went to John Livingston from the Gay Waterhouse Adrian Bott Stable, works in the operations area. Horsemanship went to Kelly McCarthy from Mill Park Stud, the assistant manager there. The Dedication to Breeding Award went to Vicky Cannon from out there at Goorey. The Dedication to Racing Award went to Jeremy Rogers, probably Darren Weir's right-hand man. He does a remarkable job, Jeremy, and well done to him. The Administration Award went to Lynn Dressing from International Racehorse Transport. And the Thoroughbred Care and Welfare Award went to Jane Gollan, the wife of Tony Gollan. So they were announced last night. Ron at Eagle Farm, well done to all the winners and everyone that was nominated.
Yeah, look, they do great things, Godolphin, for all those awards and the plans they put around for staff and stable staff and also young talent coming into the industry. The Flying Start program's one of the best I've ever seen. It produces some really good people in racing. So they deserve a huge pat on the back.
Yeah, for sure. They've had some issues around the world, Godolphin, haven't they, in the search of a CEO. We'll wait and see what happens on that front. Now, I'll just check who's online. Jamie Richards is from Tiarco Stud. They've got heaps of runners at Doomben today. Morning to you, Jamie.
Morning, Andrew. Ron, how's things?
Good, mate. Excellent. I hope it's a good day because I think the punters are going to be with you for about 3 or 4 of these today, mate.
Well, we hope so as well. Don't worry about that.
Seems like you brought the right horses over, Jamie. It's you got a nice little string here, and the stable looks very strong at the moment.
Yeah, no, the stable's going well. A bit quiet at home at this time of the year, but some of these better quality horses had a relatively quiet autumn and had a bit of a break in aiming towards the winter carnival over here. So, we've enjoyed a little bit of success so far, but it'd be good to, to end it on a high on grand final day.
This horse in the first, Heroic Valor, the stable seemed to talk up this bloke. You obviously like him.
Yeah, he's a good colt. He's a group one winner at home as a two-year-old. Probably tried to stretch him to a mile at three and get him to the guineas in some of those better races, but his record at 1,200 is impeccable. So now we're looking forward to seeing him race today.
barrier 10 today? You'd be just that little bit aggressive and try and get across into some sort of position?
Yeah, we've got to. He's got good natural gait speed, and, you know, I think he'll be going forward a bit for sure.
This horse, interesting horse in race two, Jimmy Ray, obviously had excuses on the wet there, first up after a long, long break. How's he trained on?
You know, he's trained on well. He needed to improve, and he has done. Just didn't really thrive for a little while. He came over here pretty hairy, and just took a little while to get to shine to his coat once we clipped him. But he certainly improved the last couple of weeks. He got through, you know, caught three deep, no cover the other day on a heavy track, first up for 18 months. So if he can take that next step up, which he probably needs to, stepping up to the suit company, then, you know, he's a nice each-way chance as well.
Melody Bell, the star of the show, she showed a dominance in the size. That was on the wet. Can she bring that form to dry?
We think so. You know, her Karaka Million win on top of the ground was very good. She's a very versatile, adaptable sort of filly. So, no, she's trained on nicely. She looks a picture, and, you know, we're very happy with it.
So you're happy that Eagle Farm track didn't drag the guts out of her?
No, I think, you know, she's a lightly framed filly. She, you know, she doesn't overtax herself too much on the training track, but when she gets the bunkers on race day, she certainly goes to another level. And, you know, she certainly handled the ground there. It wasn't like she didn't handle it and had a gut bust, but she skipped her way through it. So she's come out of it in good order.
Shocking luck. You've thrown a tongue tie on your day. You just mapped so well from barrier one, being an on-pace type.
Yeah, no, he's you know, probably a little bit disappointing the other day, but had a couple of genuine excuses. He just overdid things a little bit in front, and the heavy nature of the track didn't suit him. So if he can get a nice cosy trail back on top of the ground, well, he's just going to need a little bit of luck from the 600, but hope he's riding in great form.
And you finish with the Brisbane Cup. Well, it's not a strong Brisbane Cup, and Zambezi Warrior was as good as anything in the Premier's Cup to lead up.
Yeah, you know, he had a pretty hard run that day, 3 and 4 deep, no cover, heavy ground, but he's got a nice draw. He's just going to need a little bit of luck because he's got no gate speed, so he's probably going to, you know, 3 or 4 back the fence or one off. And, you know, if Jess can find the right run into the race from the half mile, well, you know, hopefully he can finish off strong. He's probably a horse that will get away with one run on top of the ground, but he probably does prefer a bit of cup.
We see David buying a lot of horses, David Ellis, the boss, and do you sort of in the stage of breaking all, do you get keep all those horses? Did you have to break all those horses in and get them going?
Yeah, all those horses are in the system. From whatever sale that they bought at, whether it's the Gold Coast or Sydney or at Karaka in New Zealand, they all go back to Tiaka Stud and spell there, and then they head off to our breakers in Matamata. And, you know, it's an exciting time of the year for us. The more precocious ones have been through once and had a little break, and most of them are coming back in now, and the sort of later maturing staying sorts of horses are just coming through the stable now for the first time. So, you know, it's an exciting time of the year, even though we're a wee bit quiet with the race horses. It's nice to get the babies through and educated.
Yeah, it's a big job. Yeah. Good luck today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jamie. Jamie Richards and Steve Aldridge are the trainers there for Tiako, and they've got a large team there today at Doomben. Ron, one of maybe the crucial interviews of the whole morning is Cameron Crockett. He's got Nick Tock in the Tab Highway, and he's online. Morning to you, Cam.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Very well. He's an interesting horse, and you've obviously left him in knowing just how heavy the track is for this horse first up today.
Yeah, well, I knew how heavy it was. I knew they had it as a heavy nine yesterday, but I took him out for a walk this morning, got about 30 metres out from Craig Carmody and Les Bridges' stable, and by the time I got back, he was ringing wet. I had to take both his rugs off and towel him down, so I knew it was going to be pretty heavy from 6 o'clock this morning.
He's he's an interesting horse. Like, it's only like Gilgandra, Wellington and Bathurst Class 2, but geez, he captures everyone's attention with this recent Dubbo trial. He looks to have come back big time there, Kemp.
Yeah, he strengthened up a lot. That's the first thing we noticed when we put him out. He was very immature last preparation. We put him out, we spelled him at Toycan Park, where I spell our horses, where I live now, and he put on just a load of muscle. He strengthened up massively. He's a very athletic type of horse. He's brother, little brother, and they're both athletic horses. They don't carry a lot of fat condition, but they're always naturally fit, but he just needed to strengthen up a little bit, and he did that on the spell. Probably will continue to get better as he gets a bit older, because he was fairly immature last time. And the Hardys that own him, might have been a bit of a question mark on a heavy track, but they've had a lot of success in the past on heavy tracks, so could be a bit of an omen for them as well.
Okay. You've got a couple of nice horses around you now. How does he fit into the system?
Probably the best. Could be the best. He's obviously got to go on with it. Not many horses. I know that was only a Gil Gandra, Wellington and Bathurst that he won his races, but I've found that any horse that can win 1, 2, 3 normally out in the country normally goes for their grades to be at least an open handicap horse. It's a pretty hard thing to do to win 3 on the trot in one preparation. If he goes on with it, he could be the best, I should say. I mean, I've got Barbas there as well, who goes quite well, and a couple of others that go well, but he could just be a little bit better, I think. He should win a race or two in town by the time he's finished at the least.
It takes Kingston Town to get Greg Ryan to town, so he must like him.
He does, yeah. He's pretty wrapped in him. The only thing, Greg was a bit of a query like everyone over the heavy track, but I'm just going through his family, and his half-sister had... I think she won 4 races and 2 of them were on heavy tracks, and I'm not 100% sure about the conies, but I think a few of them handle it. So I guess every horse is an individual, but the breeding's probably there to handle it. And Clipper's the favourite. I know she's won on a soft, but I was going through her form last night and I don't think she's had a run on a heavy either, so it could be a bit of a testing condition for everybody today.
Sure. Okay, well, let's hope he runs well for you, because he does look a nice horse.
Excellent. No worries. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Cam. Cameron Crocker joining us, Nick Tock, in the Tab Highway today, the 3rd race on the card. All right, back with Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser, Mark Van Gestel, Glenn Munsey. They're all going to join us in a matter of moments to start looking at Randwick today. But let's have a look at all the scratchings now for our Tab programs. Repeating today that the Grafton meeting has been postponed on the Northern Rivers. Heavy rain fell early hours of this morning. 45 millimetres was dumped, and it was continuing to rain at about 6:30, so no other option. Grafton Racing is off. Let's have a look at the scratchings. For Randwick, 33 mils in the last 24 hours, 23 of that around 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. this morning. It's a heavy 10, penetrometer 6.43. Race 1, take out 1, Florid, and 3, Evict, 1 and 3. Race 2, number 9, Chalk, number 9. Race 3, number 4, Il Bandito, and 9, Pell, 4 and 9. Race 4, number 9, Napoleon, number 9. Race 5 at Randwick, 1, San Pablo, 4, Nacho Libre, 8, Walk the Streets, and 11, So It Is. 1, 4, 8, and 11. Race 6, number 1, Quick Feet, 7, Anisha, 8, Test the World, and 10, All in the Reflexes. 1, 7, 8, and 10. Race 7, the featured June Stakes, 3, Flip It, 4, Centre Pivot, 5, Santa Ana Lane, 6, Boss Lane, and 9, Prince Famous. 3, 4, 5, 6, and 9. Race 8, number 3, Multifacets, 7, Polaris Jack, and 10, Brogue. 3, 7, and 10. And race 9, number 4, Sir Plush, 5, Francisco, 11, Choice Lager, 17, Bogey, and 18, Old Man Sam. That is 4, 5, 11, 17, and 18. Now, the rider in the last for 16 Star Reflection is Jay Ford. Race 9, number 16 Star Reflection, Jay Ford. We move to Kembla Grange. They've had an inspection this morning as well. It's a heavy 10, but safe. They've had 9 millimetres of rain this morning, and there are 23 of them out. Race 1, number 1, Al Barty, number 1. Race 2 is cleared. The 3rd, number 2, Philosophy. 3, Addictocraft. 4, Thorn in My Side. 5, Rosetta's Way. And 7, Lady Moochie. That's 2, 3, 4, 5, and 7. Race 4, number 1, Boston Light. 2, Denials. 4, Weekend Affair. And 9, Gallagates. 1, 2, 4, and 9. Race 5, number 1, Bidwee. 3 is also out, Chatoyoil. 4, Greenspan. And 7, Katagan, or Kaditan. 1, 3, 4, and 7 out of race 5. Race 6, number 1, Final Decision. 2, Manor. 9, Caesar Augustus. 11, Gone with the Wind. And 12, Travancore. 1, 2, 9, 11, and 12. Race 7, clear. And race 8, number 1, Gravitate. 2, High Calibre, 3 Waldo Waldorf and 9 Mystica Moore. 1, 2, 3 and 9. They're the scratchings for Kembla Grange. Repeating Grafton Racing has been called off. We go to Flemington in Melbourne. It's a soft 5 with an upgrade expected early in the day. Fine afternoon expected there.